Now, was anyone alive in the year 1999? Some. 1999.
有谁?
Yep. They're alive.
Oh, yeah. 有谁在1999年的时候还活着吗?
All right, does anyone remember something significant that happened in 1999?
大家记得1999年的时候发生了什么重要的事件吗?
Yes, the millennium bug.
所以那时候有个千年虫的这样的传说。
Now see, Eric's sitting there, he doesn't have a clue what I'm talking about because his computer works fine.
那Eric弟兄坐在那里，他不知道我在说什么，因为那时候他的电脑很好，没有出问题。But
when I was a kid, they didn't have the foresight to use four numbers when they were calculating dates, the year.
那当我还小的时候，那时候我们计算，在那个电脑里面计算那个日期的时候，还没有四位数。And
so no one knew what would happen when they ran out of numbers.
所以没有人知道说当四位数过去以后要进入五位数的时候会发生什么样的事情。
And if you remember correctly, you know, there were stories about the power plants exploding and airplanes dropping out of the sky.
所以那时候就有很多传说说因为我们要过千年这样一个关，所以有可能电脑会出问题，所以可能电脑会爆炸，或者是飞机飞到一半会掉下来。
And some people took it very, very seriously.
有些人认为 这个是真的，他们认为这是很严重的事。
In fact, I knew a few people. They started stockpiling food in their house.
实际上，我有认识一些人，他们那时候就在开始储存食物。Because
they said it's going to be the end of the world.
因为他们认为说那时候末世到了。And
so they were buying lots of canned food.
所以他们买了很多罐头的食品。Bags
of wheat and rice.
很多袋的面和麦子。And
getting water tanks.
存了很多的水。
Because they thought the end of the world was coming. And I think some of those people are still eating baked beans that they've got left over. But what would you do if you thought the end of the world was coming? How would you get ready? Today we have John's instructions. Well, if you're just joining us for the first time today, we've been slowly going through the book of 1 John. I say slowly because I think the last time we did it was, what, 6 months ago, probably? That's my fault. But if you have your Bible, please open up, because it's a little bit of a Bible study. And John started his letter by telling everyone that it was really about Jesus Christ. That was the core and the beginning of his message. He talked about the forgiveness we have in Christ and the fellowship we enjoy with God as we walk in light. In chapter 2, he tells us that Christ is our lawyer, if you remember that.
如果你还记得的话，在第二章一开始的时候，我曾说过，主耶稣是我们的辩护律师。And
he goes on to talk about how talk is cheap, and if we say we love Christ, then our lives should reflect that.
然后他继续说，如果我们只是说神是我们的主是不够的，因为我们的生命需要能够反映出他在我们身上的恩典。In
the middle of chapter 2, he was encouraging us, no matter where we are in our walk with God, to proceed and continue to grow.
在第二章中间的那一段，他提到说，无论我们在哪里，我们应该与神同行，继续在他的生命当中成长。And
in verses 15 to 17, he was challenging us to not love the things of the world because they are all passing away.
而在第十五节到第十六节当中，他提到说，要我们不要爱这世上和世上的事，因为这一切将要过去。But
he finishes in verse 17 by saying that he who does the will of God abides forever.
但是在十七节这边结束的地方说，唯有遵行神旨意的要永远长存。And
that brings us to our passage today.
所以接下来就到了我们今天所讲到的经文。Well,
as you start reading verse 18, the first thing you're struck with is John's urgency.
我们开始读第十八节的时候，我们一开始叫约翰就对我们说了，这是一个非常紧迫的问题。
He says, "Little children, it is the last hour."
他在这里说，小子们，这已经是末世了。
Now, this is important.
这是非常重要的。
This is the end of time.
因为这已经是末世了。
And as I read this, I thought, "Well, hang on, how could it have been the last hour?"
那我在读的时候，我就说，等一等，这怎么可能是末时呢？
You know, if it was the last hour when Paul wrote it, surely everything would have finished before the receivers got the letter, you know, so.
因为如果说在约翰写这个信的时候已经是末时了，那么他信还没有送出去，这个世界已经结束了。
And I don't think John was saying it is the last 60 minutes that this world will exist.
那我觉得约翰在这里他并不是说字面上说这已经是最后的六十分钟了。
But he is saying this is urgent times.
他只是说这是一个非常紧迫的，到了非常紧迫的时期了。
This is the end of time.
已经接近尾声了。
And you say, but come on, you know, maybe almost 2,000 years have passed since John wrote this.
但是有的人会说，哎，你不是说笑吧？因为从约翰写这本书到现在已经差不多2000年了。
But the reality is that as Christians we live with a sense of urgency.
但是我想约翰想要对我们说的是，作为基督徒我们要活在紧迫感里。
We're told to redeem the time because the days are evil.
因为我们需要抓紧时间。
The psalmist writes, teach us to number our days.
因为诗人曾经说过要我们数算自己的日子。
The author of Hebrews says we should gather each other together and encourage one another while it's still called today.
希伯来书的作者鼓励我们说，我们要在一起彼此鼓励，当我们还有时间的时候。
Because as Christians, we live urgent lives.
因为作为基督徒，我们应该活在这样有一个紧迫感的使命。
Now, I'm not saying you should live a rushed, chaotic life. That's not what I'm saying.
我并不是说你要活在一个慌乱的世界里。
But we understand that right now is the last hour for someone.
但是我们可以理解的是，其实现在此刻可能就是某一些人的末时了。
And it may be the last final opportunity for someone else.
也可能是某一些人最后的机会了。
This may be the last conversation you ever have with that person.
可能是你最后一次有机会跟这个人谈话。
This may be the last sermon I ever preach.
也有可能就是我最后做的一次证道。
This might be your last chance to teach your son or daughter this vital lesson in their lives.
或者是最后一次你有机会来教育你的子女。
And as such, Christians live with this perspective of urgency.
所以说基督徒应该活在这样一个紧迫感里。
It might not be the very, very, very end today.
可能今天并不是真正的结束的时候。
But as a Christian, I'm called to live like it is.
但是作为基督徒，我们被呼召，我们要活出这样的紧迫感。
You can think of it this way: Christians are people who live with their bags packed.
所以说，我们就像是要准备出行一样，把我们的行装都准备好，背在身上，上路。
We are ready to go.
所以我们要做好准备，随时出发。
And we're excited to go.
而且我们非常兴奋。
And that thought of it, you know, like with Paul, he didn't want to stay.
就像使徒保罗说，他其实并不留恋在地上的生活。
So as Christians, we live with our bags ready to go.
所以作为基督徒，我们应该准备好我们的行装。
And so John says, in light of this,
所以约翰在这里提到了这一点。
Because time is running short,
因为时间越来越短。
Because this is nearing the end,
因为现在已经接近末时了。
Live in a certain way.
所以我们一定要行出来。
You see, when you live with urgency, it affects your priorities.
因为当你有紧迫感的时候，这个会改变你生命目标的优先次序。
And that's the principle which will guide us through the rest of these verses.
所以这个优先次序就领我们接下去的那些经文。
Living with urgency affects your priorities.
因为活在紧迫感里面会影响到我们生命目标的优先次序。
All right, so how does it?
那这是怎么做的呢?
Well, as we read these verses, a few things stand out.
让我们继续读经文的时候有几件事情会凸显出来。
John talks about the Antichrist who's coming.
约翰在这里谈到那些有敌基督的要来。
He talks more about the Antichrist in his prophecy, the book of Revelation.
他在启示录里面谈到了更多敌基督的问题。
And there's going to be this one figure who is the complete opposite, if you like, of Christ.
所以说这个敌基督的这个形象等于是与耶稣基督的形象完全相反的。
Everything that Christ stands for, the Antichrist opposes.
所以每一件事是耶稣基督所倡导的，那就是敌基督所反对的。
But there are also many small a Antichrists.
但是其实还有很多小的敌基督的。
And in many generations through history, the believers have thought they have faced the Antichrist.
所以在信仰的历史当中，有很多人认为他们已经遇到了那敌基督的。
The first generation believers thought that Nero, the Emperor Nero, was the Antichrist.
所以在教会初期的时候，他们认为说罗马的皇帝尼禄就是那个敌基督的。
Many Christians thought that Adolf Hitler was the Antichrist.
有很多人认为希特勒是敌基督的。
And the reality is, we don't know yet who the Antichrist is or will be.
但是事实上是我们并不真正的知道谁或者什么时候才会出现那个敌基督的。
But when you see so many who are opposed to Christ, you cannot help but realize that we must live with urgency. It's the last hour.
但是因为我们不知道谁或那个敌基督的何时或者什么时候才来，所以我们才需要有这样的紧迫感。
And he notes that some of these who are now opposed to Christ were once in the church.
因为那么多反对基督的有很多甚至是从教会出来的。
Verse 19, they went out from us.
所以在十九节那边提到说他们从我们中间出去。
And they weren't of us though.
但是他们却不是属我们的。
If they had been of us, they would have continued, they would have stayed with us.
若是属我们的就必仍旧与我们同在。
Now please note, John's not speaking about the local congregation there.
请大家注意一下的是，约翰在这里并不是只是说本地的那些信徒。
He's not saying, you remember Brother Bill? He used to come worship with us. Now he goes to another church. He's an antichrist. That's not what John's saying. That's not what he's saying.
约翰并不是说，比如说你看到那个 Bill 弟兄，他以前是来我们教会敬拜的，现在他去到其他教会了，所以他是敌基督的，并不是这样。
Okay, he's talking about the church.Of Christ, the whole Church of Christ.
他在这里谈到的是广义的说耶稣基督的教会。
He's talking about the fellowship he referred to in chapter 1.
在第一节那边他提到的耶稣基督的教会。
He's not saying that congregation, he's saying the church. These people no longer fellowship with Christ's body.
他并不是说只是某一个教会，他只是说这些人不再敬拜主。
And John makes a very, very true observation that not everyone who starts with Christ ends with Christ.
而且约翰在这里，他提醒我们说，并不是说每一个认识耶稣基督的人开始与终结都是在主里面的。
Not everyone who one day sits in the church pew ends up in fellowship with God.
并不是说每一个曾经一开始坐在教会里敬拜神的到最后仍然在主里面。
And the reality is that it's not starting but finishing that's important.
那重要的一点他要告诉我们说并不是只是说你从哪里开始的而是你在哪里结束的才是最终结的问题。
Just because in the past you or I were in a good position with God does not mean that we are guaranteed to always just cruise on that for the rest of our lives.
并不是说如果说以前或者是曾经你我在主里跟主有美好的关系就能够表示在将来在永恒我们一直能够跟他保持这样的关系。
Because John says only those who stay in fellowship with Christ and with the body are truly of Christ and of the body.
因为约翰在这里提到说唯有一直持守在主里面继续跟随他行的才能够与主同在。
All right, well, why does John tell us this?
那约翰为什么要告诉我们这些呢？
I don't think it's to start a witch hunt.
我认为他并不是说
I don't think John tells us this so that we can go around and start trying to figure out who's of us and who's not of us.
这并不是说我们应该到处猜测说到底谁是与我们一起的，谁是不与我们一伙的。
It's not like we, you know, we'll sit down, who's the traitor? Are you the traitor? Are you the traitor? Is it you? You know, that's not the point, I don't think.
并不是说我们应该坐下然后我们彼此猜疑说谁是叛逆者。
In Matthew 13, Jesus told the parable of the wheat and the tares.
在马太十三章那边，耶稣基督提到了麦子和杯子的问题。
And the master planted a field of wheat.
所以主在地里种了好的麦子。
His enemy came and planted weeds at nighttime.
然后敌人来了，就把那些野草杯子种在里面。
They all grew up together.
所以好的和坏的同时生长。
And the servant says, "Should we go and pull out all those weeds now?"
所以经文里面就说，我们是不是应该出去把所有那些野草都拔掉呢？
And the master said, "No, let them grow together. When it comes time to harvest, we will separate it then."
但是主说不需要慌忙，等到时候到了。自然我们会把他们分清。
So when John warns us that some who were amongst us are no longer truly of us, I don't think he's telling it so that we can go around and try to find who's genuinely a believer of Christ.
所以当约翰在这里提到说有一些是从我们中间出去却不属我们，并不是要我们互相彼此猜疑说谁现在已经是不属于这个信仰的了。
But I think instead he's warning us to not really be surprised when it happens.
但是他是在这里只不过是警告我们说如果这样的事情以后有发生你不必要惊奇。
Maybe some of you have experienced it. It's a pretty sad thing.
也许有一些人已经曾经有过这样的经历，其实这是很令人悲哀的。
When there's one that you loved who is a brother or sister in Christ and now they have abandoned that and gone so far to the world's ways and rejected Christ.
或者当你曾经有接触过一些你所爱的弟兄或姐妹在教会当中，但是他们现今已经抛弃了他们的信仰，去拥抱世界。
And it's a sad thing, and it's discouraging.
这其实是很令人沮丧的，也是非常令人悲哀的事情。
But John's saying, it happens.
但是约翰跟我们说，这些事会发生。
And don't let that distract you from what's really important for you.
但是不要让这些来影响你的信仰。
Some of us are kind of like chameleons. You know those lizards?
有一些人我们喜欢那种像蜥蜴一样的。
Yeah. They can just hide, camouflage in their surrounding.
变色龙，对，他们在大自然中，他们的颜色会按照周围的环境而变化。
And you put them on one surface and they will change the color of their skin to match.
你如果把它放在不同颜色的背景上，它们的表皮的颜色会跟着那个颜色而变化。
And then you put them on another surrounding, and they change again.
然后你把它放到不同的颜色下面，它们又会变色。
And in verse 19, John says that while these people were amongst you, you didn't realize that they weren't truly of you.
所以当这些人在我们当中的时候，我们可能不知道他们是不属于我们的。
It's because they were good at hiding.
因为他们非常善于隐藏自己。
But now that they've gone out, you can recognize what they really are.
但是现在他们出去了，所以我们能够认识到他们真正的面目是怎样的。
And so we don't need to be surprised.
所以我们不需要惊奇。
And we continue to pray for and love those people.
我们需要不断地为那些人继续地祷告，继续爱他们。
But we don't let ourselves be distracted from what is at issue.
但是我们不应该受这些事情的影响。
Because the same applies to us.
因为同样的事情也有可能发生在我们身上。
It's not about starting, but it's about finishing.
因为并不是说我们开始怎么样是好的，结束就一定是好的。
And since this is the last hour, and since this is important, we need to guard our lives.
因为这已经是末时了，而且是非常重要的，所以我们需要保守我们的生命。
And am I walking with Jesus now?
我们现在是否与神同行呢？
Or am I just remembering those good old days when I was in Sunday school or when I was younger or whatever?
或者我只是说啊，我以前在主日学的时候，那时候我的记忆回忆非常好。
So if you're living in the final days, you remember that it's not how I start, but how I finish.
所以当我们生活在末世的时候，我们要警醒自己说，并不是说怎样开始就一定有怎样的结束。
Well, there's another important principle that John gives us for living in final times.
另外一个重点约翰给我们提出的。
And that is holding onto what is true.
那就是要持守真理。
And you can see that in these verses here.
我们从这些经文可以看到。
He is so emphatic that you hold on to the truth.
他在这边不能够更加强调的说我们一定要持守真理。
That you do not get caught in the lies and deception which are going around.
所以我们不会被我们生命中的那些诱惑那些陷阱而拉出去。
And he gives us a few clues as to why this is so important.
他这里也有几点提醒我们说为什么这是重要的。
In verse 23.
在第23节这里。
says, whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also.
说凡不认子的就没有父，认子的连父也有了。
You see, a denial of the truth of God removes us from a relationship with Him.
如果说我们不承认神的话，那么我们与他的关系就不复存在了。
If I were to ask the question, who believes in the Easter Bunny? Anyone believe in the Easter Bunny?
那我想问大家说，有谁相信那个复活节的兔子吗？
All right, well, none of you believe in the Easter Bunny.
那么你们大家都不信。
If you therefore came and started telling me about your good friend the Easter Bunny, I would have to think there was something wrong.
所以如果说你跟我说，你跟那个复活节的兔子是好朋友的话，我觉得你有一点问题。
If you deny the truth of something, how can you have a relationship with it?
因为如果说你不承认它，你怎么可能与它有关系呢？
And that is why it's so important, John saying that we know the truth of God.
所以约翰在这里说，我们知道神的真理。
Because there are people who deny the truth of God.
因为有很多人他们否认神的真理。
And I mean, frankly, I don't quite understand why they do.
很坦白的说，我真的是不了解为什么这些人要否认神的真理。
They'll take their Bibles and they don't like this and they don't like that and they disagree with this and they disagree with that and they pull out all these different parts and the most central things of Christ and His person.
他们打开圣经说我不喜欢这段经文，不喜欢那一节，然后他们就有了争议。
And so far as to say that even Christ is not God.
甚至有人说耶稣基督不是神。
But then they say that they have a relationship with God.
但是这些人又自认说他们与神有关系。
And you wonder how that can be.
所以你就会思量一下说这个怎么可能呢？
Because if you don't believe that God is who he says he is,
因为如果你不信神说他自己说的是谁，
and if you don't believe that Christ is who he says he is,
如果你不相信耶稣基督是他自己说的他是谁，
then how do you have a relationship with them?
那你怎样才能与他建立一个关系呢？
In fact, in verse 25,
事实上在第二十五节这里，
John says that the result of this truth in, and abiding in Christ is eternal life.
约翰在这里对我们说，其实说我们所建立的这个关系，其实所带来的结果就是永生。
And so a rejection of that would be a rejection of eternal life.
所以如果说我们拒绝这样的真理，我们也就拒绝了永生。
These are high stakes.
所以这些是有关联的。
And so we cannot afford to get this wrong.
我们绝对不能把这些搞错。
Holding on to truth is very, very important.
我们必须要持守真理。
At the same time, I find it really interesting how John defines truth here.
在这里我也觉得约翰他怎样定义真理这个词非常有趣。
Because he doesn't categorize it in any of the different theories and doctrines and theologies that you might be familiar with.
因为他在这里并没有用我们所熟悉或不熟悉的那些教条或者教义或者经文来解释真理。
And you know, throughout the centuries, the church has been divided with arguments of, say, predestination and free will.
因为在教会的历史当中很长的时期，大家都在要争论说怎么样的定义应该是什么。
Or arguing about whether you can or cannot say lose your salvation.
或者是在那里争论说你是不是可以或者是不可以失去你的救恩。
Or disputing about what are the gifts of the Spirit and how do they work.
或者是说圣灵的恩赐是应该是怎样的，应该是怎样工作的，大家都在争吵。
In fact, in the Middle Ages, the theologians, I'm not making this up, the theologians debated about how many angels could stand on the head of a pin.
那甚至在中世纪的时候有这样荒谬的辩论，就是那些所谓的神学家，他们会辩论说在一个针尖上面可以站多少个天使。
And they've got all kinds of ongoing discussions about all kinds of things.
所以在这种各种各样的事上，人出了很多的争论。
Some of them matter more than others.
有一些可能比另一些更重要一些。
But John here very clearly shows us what is important.
但是约翰在这里却向我们显示了什么才是重要的。
What is crucial?
什么才是真正重要的？
Our family like going to, like my extended family, we like going to buffet restaurants.
我们的家庭成员我们都喜欢去吃自助餐。
You know, once you can go, you can choose whatever you like to eat.
所以你去到自助餐那边，你爱吃什么，想吃多少都没有问题。
And so all the cousins and aunties, uncles will go down there.
所以所有的表兄弟、堂兄弟、所有的阿姨、叔叔全部一起去。
Kids, if you want to know how to make the most awesome mocha thick shake, come and see me afterwards.
小朋友们，如果你们想知道怎么样才能吃到那个最好吃的、最厚的、最有滋味的那个shake， 你可以在讲到以后结束崇拜以后来问我。
But something I learned pretty early on was that when you go to the buffet restaurant, you shouldn't eat the chips and the dim sims.
但是呢，我有一个总结，就是如果说你去吃自助餐的话，你千万不要去吃那些炸薯条和吃点心。
They're pointing at you. Believe them. It's not worth your money.
所以我想向大家指示说，真的不要去吃炸薯条和吃点心，
you know,
因为这样你的钱就不值了。
You can go to the fish and chip shop and get $15 worth of chips and dim sims. It will last you for a week. So don't get the chips and dim sims.
如果你去那个 fish and chips。那个店去买，你花15块钱就可以买你一个礼拜都吃不光的炸薯条和点心。
Now I learned what you should do is you should go and get the prawns. Am I right?
那你如果去吃自助餐，你应该首选，你可以去吃虾。
If they have seafood, you should go there. Yeah, the oysters and mussels and everything.
如果有海鲜的话，有生蚝的话，应该先吃这些。
Get the fish. That's good.
要吃鱼。
Not the fried fish, though.
不要吃炸的鱼。
Because the fried fish, they put too much batter on it. You're just eating batter, right? Get the grilled fish. It's a much better value.
不要吃外面包裹面粉的那些炸鱼，要吃就是光身的鱼。
You got to prioritize when you go to the buffet restaurant.
所以你去吃自助餐的时候，你会有一个优先次序，是不是？
And I think here John is saying that when you're an end times believer.
所以在这边，约翰跟我们说，如果你是属于处在末世的基督徒，
and when you're living in the final hour,
你是处在最末世的这个时代，
you need to be a little bit picky about what you're going to hold on to.
所以你对你所要选择的先后次序或者是优先次序要比较小心。
Because you could spend all day arguing about things that really don't matter.
因为你可能会浪费了你整天的时间去争论那些毫无意义的问题。
And he says this in verse 23.
那在第23节这边他说，
Basically, anyone who acknowledges the Son has the Father.
其实基本上就是说，能够承认子的，就连父也有了。
How's that for simple theology?
这是多么简单的这样的一个理论呢？
You acknowledge the Son, you have the Father. Great, you're my brother, let's go.
所以说，如果你承认子的话，你也就有了父。
And you know, I've been so guilty of this myself.
我对这件事有一些罪恶感。
I remember one time we'd been doing ministry in Sydney. We were driving home.
我记得有一次我们去雪梨传道，在回家的路上。
And I was with one of my good friends.
我跟我的一个好朋友在一起。
And we spent the entire trip debating about one.Classically debated argument of theology.
所以我们在那个车程当中花了这整段的时间来争论一个非常常见的这样的一个问题。
The entire trip.
所以整一个车程就是从雪梨回家。
It didn't actually really matter.
其实这个问题根本不值得讨论。
It made no difference whatsoever.
因为就算得出结论也无所也没有什么影响。
And that conversation didn't help us love Christ more.
而且这样的讨论并没有帮助我们更爱主。
It didn't help us develop in grace and meekness and humility.
也并没有帮助我们说能够学习更加的温柔，更加的谦卑。
It didn't reveal the Spirit of Christ working in our lives.
也并没有显示出神耶稣基督的灵在我们的生命中运行。
It might have improved our debating skills a little bit.
可能这只是说锻炼了一下我们辩论的口才。
But when you go to the buffet, you don't have room for all of the chips and the dim sims and all the other cheap stuff.
所以说，如果你去吃自助餐的话，真的你的胃没有那么大，可以容纳得下所有的这些炸薯条啊、点心啊和那些便宜的东西。
And can I suggest that as a believer living in the last hours, we don't have the time to waste.On things which really are not important.
所以我想在这里提醒大家说，作为我们在末世的基督徒，我们确确实实没有时间可以浪费在这些没有用的事情上。
He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also.
因为凡是认子的，连父也有了。
Just one more thing here. What does it mean to acknowledge the Son?
另一点就是说，什么是叫认子的？
I'm going to suggest it doesn't mean acknowledges that the Son exists.
啊，我想提醒大家说，并不是说我们承认说子是基督是存在的。
I don't think John's saying anyone who believes Jesus Christ existed has the Father and that they're all good.
约翰很显然的在这边并不是说任何人承认说耶稣基督曾经存在过的就可以接受救恩了。
I don't think this is acknowledges as in, you know, someone walks in the room and you're like, hey, yeah, what's up?
并不是说有人经过你跟他打个招呼的你就是承认他了。
I don't think that's what it is.
这并不是他所说的。
I think this is acknowledges the Son as in acknowledges who Christ is. Yep.
这里说认子，只是说承认说主耶稣基督他的真正的身份是什么。
Acknowledges all that Christ said about himself.
并且承认说主耶稣基督所说的关于他自己的一切话是真的。
And acknowledges that they should live in submission to the Son, because that's what he is worthy of.
并且承认说，我们应该降卑在主的面前，顺服他。
Acknowledging the Son is not just an intellectual saying, yeah, Jesus Christ, yeah, sure.
并不是说承认，只是说我们的思想理念当中说，哎，对，他是存在的，就这样。
No, acknowledging the Son is saying, Lord Jesus, I understand who you said you are.And in response, I submit my life because that's who you are.
而我们所说的承认是说，我们要对神说，我们知道你所说的你自己是谁，而我们要把自己献给你。
Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ?
谁是说谎话的呢？那就是不承认耶稣为基督的。
He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son.
不认父与子的，就是敌基督的。
Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either.
凡不认子的就没有父。
And this is Jason's translation. But he who acknowledges the Son, acknowledges who the Son is, and acknowledges his correct position in response to the Son, has the Father also.
所以接下来这一个定义是我给的，就是说谁是认识子的，知道他的地位在哪里，并且知道自己跟他所处的相对地位在哪里，那么他也就有了父。
This is of prime importance.
所以这个才是真正重要的。
If you live in the last hour, this is critical.
如果你是活在末世的时代当中，那么这一点是非常紧要的。
If you live in the final hours, some of these other things really don't matter as much.
如果现在我们处在的是一个末世，可能其他很多事情都不是那么重要了。
But this is the truth of the gospel.
但是这个却是福音的真理。
And this is what you and I must hold on to.
这是我们必须持守的真理。
One more thing here, sorry. Verse 24.
在第二十四节。
Let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning.
论到你们从起初所听到的。
It reminds me of when Paul wrote to the Galatians, chapter 1 and chapter 3.
这让我提醒到我说在保罗写的加拉太书里。
And he said, you've forgotten the first things. What was told to you from the beginning? What's that important thing?
所以保罗有提到说你们忘了起初所传给你们的。
Let me summarize it.
让我来总结一下。
My need for Christ.
我们对耶稣基督的需求和渴望。
The grace of Christ.
耶稣基督对我们的恩典和慈爱。
And the sufficiency of Christ to meet my every need.
而神所要带给我们的满足我们一切的这样的要求。
Can I suggest that's a summary of the gospel?
我觉得我可以这样来总结福音。
And John says, continue in those basic understandings of what you've learned from the beginning.
所以约翰在这里提醒我们说，要从起初所听见的常存在心中。
If what you heard from the beginning stays and abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father.
因为 从起初所听见的若存在心里，就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
And this is the promise that he has promised us eternal life.
所以这就是神给我们的永生的应许。
Alright, so we're almost done.
所以我们差不多要结束了。
As final days believers,
作为末世的信徒，
living with urgency,
我们必须要有紧迫感。
We need to remember that it's not how we start, but how we finish.
我们必须记得说，只是有好的开始是不够的，我们需要有一个好的结束。
We shouldn't be surprised when some others who started with us maybe don't finish with us.
我们不必要惊奇，当有一些人跟我们一起有个好的开始的时候，他们后来就失散了。
And because we know that we're all subject to this weakness, we should encourage one another to keep going.
所以因为我们知道我们是非常软弱的，所以我们需要互相扶持。
Secondly, as end times believers, we need to hold on to what is true and important in our lives.
并且我们要持守我们所信的真理。
And that is about acknowledging Christ and our relationship with Him and our position to Him.
那就是我们要清楚地认识到神他的地位和我们与他之间的关系。
And the third thing here, just briefly.
最后
John writes telling these believers that they have an anointing.
在这里约翰写给这些信徒说提到从神所受的恩膏。
It's there in verse 20. You have an anointing from the Holy One.
在第二十节的时候就提到了说你们从圣者受了恩膏。
You have it again in verse 27. The same anointing teaches you.
在第二十七节这里又提到了恩膏。
What's an anointing?
恩膏是什么?
Well, an anointing is a special sign of God's favor and equipping.
恩膏其实是神给我们显示的，他的特殊的一个礼物。
In the Old Testament, if you want to make someone a priest, you would anoint them.
在旧约里面，如果有人要将成为祭司，那他们将得到油膏。
Samuel went to make David the king, and he anointed him.
当撒母耳要把大卫按立成为王的时候，他就去油膏了他。
And the anointing we have been anointed with by God our Father is the Holy Spirit.
而神所给我们的恩膏就是圣灵。
We have an anointing from the Holy One.
所以我们从那圣者那里受了恩膏。
And the Holy Spirit equips us to live this life.
而圣灵装备了我们。
In verse 27.
在第二十七节
He says that the anointing which we've received should abide in us.
这里提到说你们从主所受的恩膏应该长存在你们心里。
And it says that the anointing teaches us.
并说自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
And ultimately at the end of verse 27 it teaches us how to abide in Christ. It teaches us how to remain in relationship with God.
所以这神的恩膏教导我们说如何能够存在主的真道上继续住在主里面。
And from later passages in this book we won't go into them right now but this anointing here is the Holy Spirit of God.
这个恩膏就是神的圣灵
working in our lives
在我们的生命当中工作
showing us truth
向我们显示真理
empowering us to live that truth.
也赐给我们加添我们力量使我们能够活出这样的真理。
And as final days believers, we cannot afford to live without the Holy Spirit in our lives.
那作为末世的信徒我们是不可能说不靠着圣灵而过我们自己的信仰生活。
We cannot afford to rely on our own discernment because we will be deceived.
我们不可能说靠我们自己的聪明智慧来活。
We cannot afford to rely on our own strength and abilities.
我们也不可能靠我们自己的力量和自己的能力。
But we need to abide in the Holy Spirit as He abides in us in verse 27.
我们需要跟圣灵同在。
As He enables us and teaches us and teaches us to abide in Him.
因为圣灵会教导我们与我们同在。
Ultimately, it comes back to this relationship with God.
所以这个也就是建立和加固了我们与神的关系。
Have a look at verse 28. We'll finish with this.
让我们看一下第二十八节。
And now, little children, abide in him.
小子们啊，你们要住在主里面。
So that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming.
这样，他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于羞愧。
Because as final days Christians, as last hour believers, we are living in anticipation.
因为作为末世的信徒，其实我们是在期待当中生活的。
Please note that this is not fear.
请大家注意说，这个并不是说我们会有恐惧。
We're not running around saying, "Oh no, the Antichrist is coming. Oh no, what am I going to do?"
我们并不是跑来跑去惊慌的说怎么办？那敌基督都要来了，我们该怎么办
？No, no, no. We understand there are great challenges.
我们都能够理解说，如果说敌基督的来，那是确实是对我们的考验。
And we understand that there are some who will start and unfortunately won't finish.
我们也能够理解说，有一些会有个好的开始，最后结果却没有在神的国中。
We understand that there are some who will be deceived by what is not true.
我们也知道有一些人会被那不是真道所迷惑。
We understand that there are some who will reject the Spirit's working in their lives.
我们也知道有一些人会拒绝圣灵在他们心中的工作。
But as for us, we can abide in Him.
但是对于我们，我们要住在主里面。
So that when He appears,
所以当神来的时候
，and that's not if.
这个其实不是假如这个问题。
It's when He comes.
而是等到他来的那一刻。
We may have confidence and not be ashamed.
所以我们就可以坦然无惧，也不至于羞愧。
As we live in the grace of God this week,
那我们在这个星期中继续在神的恩典中生活。
Sorry, let us live with this perspective.
让我们能够存着这样的心活在它里面。
Let us live with urgency.
让我们能够有紧迫感。
Let us live in anticipation.
让我们在期待里面。
Let us live as believers who really understand.What it means to live in the final hours.
让我们也能够明白，作为末世的信徒，我们应该如何活好我们的信仰生活。
Let's do it by His grace and His Spirit.
让我们靠着他的灵和他的恩典。
And let's do it for His glory.
也为着他的荣耀，我们要这样行。
Why don't we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father God, we do thank you so much.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
We thank you for the love that you've poured into our lives.
我们感谢你将你的大爱浇灌在我们身上。
We thank you for the truth that you have given us.
感谢你将你的真理赐给我们。
We praise you, Father, that you continue to reveal your truth to us.
我们赞美你神呢，因为你要继续将你的真理向我们显现。
Enabling us to discern what is not true.
帮助我们分辨说什么才是真理或者不是。
And as we abide in your truth, you give us your grace to live it.
那当我们活在你的真理里面的时候，你要继续帮助我们。
And for this we praise you.
为此我们要感谢你。
And so this week, Lord, I just cry out to you that you would help us to have this mindset.
神啊，求你帮助我们有这样的思想。
That as believers living in the last hours, we would be ready.
让我们作为末世的基督徒，我们要做好准备。
That we would be living with our bags packed.
所以我们要准备好我们的行装。
That we would be living in your spirit.
我们要靠着你的灵而活。
And that as we do so, we would walk in relationship with you.
我们要继续在你里面与你建立起美好的关系。
And that as we do so, you would be glorified.
而你的名也将得到荣耀。
Teach us this lesson, we pray, Father.
帮助我们神啊。
In Christ's name.
我们将祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督名。